Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday League Pundit Show, episode 78. I can't believe we're still going, actually.
Can't you?
No, not really. It's a long time. You have myself, Stretch. I'm a very good friend, Jim Jam. I'm a very good friend, Tin Ribs. How are we, gentlemen? Jim Jam?
Not too bad. I'm doing all right.
Doing all right? Tin Ribs?
Yeah.
Yep. Says it all.
Yeah.
I'm very much in the camp.
You know, we're on episode 79, by the look of it, by the way.
Oh, actually. God damn it. There we go.
I had a feeling I saw
something else. On. Yeah. We are on episode 79. My apologies. I'm going to leave that in.
Just because you're wrong. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it in.
I'm all for that.
I'm not going to edit it out.
Yeah.
Leave it in. See? You see how rare it is that I'm wrong. That's why they're enjoying it so much.
No. It's not that it's rare. It's that you're admitting it. That's what we're enjoying. Yeah.
I think you're both arseholes. Have you got a Jim Jam the Statman stat for us?
Yeah, so I'll stick to one because it goes in line with the fact that at either the very end of last season or before the season started, I made a prediction.
Right.
And I am officially right as of yesterday.
Yeah.
The three teams that go up, we're going to go down. If I'm
not that one.
Nice. Okay.
The team that got promoted, Wrexham, have got promoted, and they're the first team in English football history to go three back-to-back promotions.
Yep.
Which I didn't realise was a thing. I thought it possibly been done before, but apparently it hasn't.
No, back-to-back has been done a good few times by a few clubs. Yeah. But back-to-back-to-back is...
Now, I'm not prepared to make that...
You don't think they're going to get straight up from the Championship, then?
No, I don't think so. I'm not as sure. I think the League One to the Championship is a bigger step. Now, I'm not saying they can't do
it. It's been done.
It has been
League
done.
League One straight to Premier League. Ipswich did it, didn't they?
Southampton did it.
Yeah, they don't count, though. They're not really a proper football team, are they?
Leeds probably would have done it, but they can't win in the playoffs. But they are promoted now.
There, really,
I'm not even going to argue that. Right.
Yeah,
but to be fair, most teams...
So you two basically are just going to do this for the next few years, aren't you? You're going to go down, they're going to go up. You're going to get down, he's going to go up. And you're just going to switch with each other over the next few years, aren't you? You're not convinced
all
you're going
gifts...
up next season.
No, I'm not.
You're not confident
at all. I'm not confident this time at all.
Yeah, that's a Saints fan telling you, but he's just not confident.
Yeah.
I'm confident for next season.
But that you're not going to win the league?
We're not going to win anything. Because Arteta will still be in charge.
That's because he's going to win the Champions League. Arteta and friends!
Yeah. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And it's not going to happen. Because Arteta's in charge.
Is that the best place to play the music?
Hello and welcome to episode 79.
Yeah.
79.
Yeah.
Of the Sunday League Pundit Show. Yeah, still 79, not 78. Because I was wrong. Yeah, enjoy it. It's recorded now as well, right. So you can enjoy it for posterity.
But you know what I enjoyed? You admitted you were wrong, then said that me and him are both assholes. You were right on two levels. So you were right that you were wrong.
And
you were
right
that you were... He was actually wrong, so he was right. And then he was right back
here
in assholes.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Just give me 2 seconds and you two carry on for me.
Ah, here we go.
Oh, okay.
He's having the same problem.
Oh, he's disappearing.
Yeah, so he had the problem that I had last week.
I just won't bring mine to the show because he'd be an idiot.
Yeah, well...
Mine. Yes, son, I've said it. You are nearly six and you are an idiot. Just if you ever look at this in the future.
We're all about our kids right now. Mine's six. Here's a six.
Mine turned six 3 days ago.
And we are literally sitting there going, they're dicks.
Yeah.
So it's like, everyone talks about the terrible twos and all this.
I think mine's actually alright now.
Yours gave me a hug today. Well, she's lovely.
She's very caring.
Yeah. But I think there's something about 6 years old.
Yeah.
It's like you're just entering asshole territory.
Yeah. God knows when it stops.
I don't think it does. Yeah. I think the
my apologies. My daughter needed a drink.
I don't think the assholeness stops. I think it just, as they get older, you can distance yourself.
You think
further
the
away.
Asshole bit stops?
No.
Do you want me to prove that that's wrong? Look at the three of us.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's like you just get.
We're all in our 40s and we're all still assholes.
I just think it's a simple case of as the kid gets older, you can go, yeah, that's their shit. Off you go.
Yeah. You just deal with it in a different way.
You'd pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, basically. Go to school. Teachers can deal with that. Yeah. No, I like to instill a little bit of discipline.
Yeah.
As more I can.
So,
it's got to be done.
So we've had a few teams promoted since we've last spoke. So obviously, congratulations to Burnley. And I suppose Leeds.
Massive congratulations to Burnley. They've done it the right way.
Yeah.
They've conceded, 15 goals in 42 games?
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
So they've done theirs.
Absolutely incredible.
Birmingham got promoted and won the league.
You know,
Wrexham have done theirs. And we've had Doncaster and Port Vale that have confirmed their promotion.
Yeah, well done, Chubbs.
I just want to say one thing, though, about this whole... Now, what that did annoy me on the day after... When Burnley were like, everyone's banging on about Burnley, and it's like, we're top of the table, not Burnley. But you say about Burnley have done it the right way, they've conceded so few goals.
But I think he's just trying to wind you up.
But their goal difference is still shitter than ours. So it doesn't matter how few goals you concede.
You're welcome.
You're not fucking scoring.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. It was done for that reason. Because I knew he wouldn't be able to help himself.
It's kind of why I argued last week about the whole goalkeeper thing, even though I knew I was wrong. I just was adamant that I thought I'd just start an argument and say I was right.
I'm just going to argue.
It was entertainment value. So
it's
record.
It's not a hill you're going to die on, then.
No, because I blatantly did it for
the
a reaction. And lol, yeah.
Clickbait.
Yeah. As I've said on several occasions, sometimes I do that. Because it's funnier to do it that way.
Right, yeah, so... sorry, I was fucking stupid. Let's get into some football talk.
Yeah.
So,
I'll hit the arm.
I will try not to hit the arm, but we know I'm awful at this, so I'm not going to make any promises. Right, so Monday, Leeds and Stoke. That was a boring game. Macclesfield beat Leek 2-1. Shout out to Macclesfield.
Who have just taken
season. I'm going to quickly just skip to the fact that Mac also played yesterday. Let's just get Macclesfield.
4-0.
They won 4-0 against Whitby in the final game of the season.
109 points.
And they played 42, won 35, drew 4 and lost 3. That is insane.
Okay. So we're going to go to another league now, so I'll bring up that table once I found it. So it's the National League South. Now, when that started yesterday, any team from fifth place all the way up to first could have won the league yesterday. I didn't. I had it after football on Friday with Bish, actually.
I'm sure we had a conversation similar to that.
No, we were talking about a different league, not this one.
Okay.
But Touro City eventually had won the league in the end, which was big for them. They won 5-2 against St Albans because they had 89 points with a goal difference of 30+33. Torquay finished on 89 points. They won 4-1. So they had the same points, but were a plus 31 goal difference. So they actually lost the league by 2 goals, and they conceded the same amount of goals, which was 42. So literally, it was Touro City won the league because they scored 2 more goals.
That's insane, isn't it?
Eastbourne Borough finished on 88 points, so 1 point behind, and they won 3-0 yesterday. So as you can see, they were in it. Worthing finished on 88 points as well. And they won 5-1 yesterday. So obviously everybody was playing yesterday and wanting to score goals. And then Boreham Wood were 3-1 winners and finished 5th on 86 points, so only 3 points behind. And then in 6th place was Dorking Wanderers, who won 2-0, and they also finished on 86 points.
Damn. Well, so my between vote is going to be for 6, Boreham Wood in the playoffs. They're linked to Arsenal.
And then Maidstone United only had 79 points when they were the last team in the playoffs. But yeah, so so very close at the top of National League South. So that was a very interesting league going for it. And I know that yesterday, or fortunately, I don't know the results, but like he was mentioning, I might look a bit later how Chasetown got on, because they secured their playoffs. But there were two teams going for promotion in that league as well, which was Hensford, and potentially that Chasetown could play Hensford in the playoff final,
okay,
which would be a very much a local derby for that one.
Nice. So congrats to Druro for going up.
They went up, yeah.
And Tottenham, go back to Monday. Tottenham 1, Nottingham Forest 2.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great game. I thought it was definitely a justified result.
Yeah.
And go on then, Tim, take it away. Monday, Leeds Stoke.
I watched this game.
So did we.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, we watched it.
We sat and watched it.
And I cannot get over how much of a piss take we made them.
They defended so badly.
I thought I was watching Southampton.
Wow.
I did message a Stoke fan going, we want 10. And when they scored 5, going, whoa, we're halfway there. And you know what? And that, like I say constantly, why do teams, when they go that far ahead, just go, we'll take it easy in the second half now. But teams, when they play Southampton, they don't.
Because they know they can get 9.
Because against Southampton, it's just easier.
Yeah,
so they do hang back,
and I did say
you still let.
I don't think your manager is supposed to watch Southampton games on how to lose,
well,
or how to defend. Because I mean that was shambolic. Although we've been defending slightly better at the moment,
your defending has got improved quite a lot. The thing is, I would say to Stretch, we both rate the Stoke goalkeeper quite highly, and he was like, "Why he's just conceded 6?" And I literally said to him, you tell me one of those goals he conceded that he had any chance on.
Not really anything.
No.
But Stoke provided absolutely nothing.
No, there was just nothing in front of him.
Well, it wasn't until, what, the 47th minute when they had their first shot and that went wide.
Mm. Yeah.
Which actually brought a bit of a cheer.
Stoke.
Although, what surprised me a bit on the telly, I don't know if you heard it as well, you could pretty much only hear the Stoke fans cheering, even though they were 5-0 down, you could just hear them singing because for some reason
that
you could hear them. Leeds are falling apart again and stuff.
No, that's the Leeds
fans. That was
the Leeds
fans.
That's the Leeds fans. We sing it. We sing
it. Oh, you lead it now.
Yeah, because they've adopted it because people kept singing that on last season.
But it's like,
you know, when they did fall apart.
Yeah. But like I said, but it's like I said last season. How sad are the Man United fans? That they were losing to, I can't remember who they were losing to.
Could be anybody.
Could have been anybody.
Man United were losing to someone, and their fans were singing about Leeds falling apart. And it's like, how on your mind are we when you're that shit you're losing, but you're singing about us?
Yeah.
And it baffles me. But we've adopted it. Even at our celebrations, there was a chance about us falling apart. We've literally, if you hear that, that's us.
Oh, right.
That's Leeds fans. We've been singing
that tune now.
Yeah, for about a year and a half we've been singing it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because they did fall apart last season. So everyone's looking at
I was going to say, all the GIFs at the moment are just saying Leeds have been relegated from the Premiership and stuff like that. And Burnley are doing it as well. Just because that's what the gap is at the moment. I mean, I think you've got the best chance of all the teams that probably go up this season.
Have
you've
they?
Got the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Have they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I think the players you've got some that are Prem ready, And I think you're going to have the money.
That. I think.
But you've got to buy smart.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't buy smart, you'll just go down.
Who's he play for?
I think the difference.
Well, they need a top goalkeeper.
I
quite like Darlow.
I would sit with Darlow. If we don't bring someone in, I'm happy with Darlow.
Yeah.
But as long as they don't put Meslier back in.
With four goalkeepers. Meslier's gone. He's gone.
We've been
linked with four. I will take any of the four.
You'd probably take Ramsdale. Who else is? I don't know.
Keller. Keller from Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
And Sam Johnson. They're the four keepers we're linked with. I will take any of them. I'm not sure on Ramsdale, because every time he goes to a team that's only just come up, he tends to get him relegated.
All right, there's no need for that. Take it back.
And it's like I was saying the other day, he defended him. But when you got the draw, and he was fouled, he dropped that into the net. There was barely any contact on him. He dropped that into the net.
Okay.
That was entirely on him.
Okay, now name another one.
I could sit
here for 3 hours and tell you David Raya's mistakes over the last two years. This is a hill I will die on.
I know it is.
Ramsdale is twice the goalkeeper Raya is.
Ramsdale gets a lot of glory for stuff that isn't that good.
Oh, but Raya gets fucking glory when he's crap.
But I'm not comparing.
When Ramsdale has to face that many shots because we're shit.
My favorite.
You are going to make mistakes.
My biggest one. When everyone was banging on about how pretty standard, was that Arsenal save where it was a free kick in the middle of the goal. It wasn't that far away from centre. It was two-thirds in, and he dived because it went round the wall to where he kind of was, and he flicked it over.
Yeah.
And everyone was banging on one of the best saves I've ever seen. It wasn't that good. Ramsdale gets a lot of praise for doing average shit well.
Yeah.
He's a good goalkeeper. I do rate him.
He is a good goalkeeper.
I don't rate him as high as the likes of Stretch. I don't rate him as the best keeper in England. I don't even think he's in the top three. He's a good goalkeeper. A very good goalkeeper. Is he as good as he makes him out to be? No. I think
I'd just say he's better than Raya. And I will die on that hill. He's a better goalkeeper than David Raya. I would go as far as say he's twice the goalkeeper David Raya is.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, if I'm going best goalkeepers now this season, you're probably going with Sells from Forest.
Agreed.
And obviously, Alisson has his days. Edison, I think, has his days.
I think they're both good.
I think Sells is the standout.
Sells, for me, is number one.
He deserves the Golden Glove this absolutely.
Yeah.
This season, I would say Sells is the number one goalkeeper.
But I will say this. So, obviously, you played Palace in midweek, which we'll go to. So, because we're talking goalkeepers, I'll go. So, Mateta scores a goal
because
he chips it. But where the hell was Raya?
Right. This is something I wanted to talk about. So, we'll skip to the Arsenal 2, Crystal Palace 2 game on Wednesday.
Because he kind of just appeared now, once it was in.
We had the conversation.
Because the camera angle is in completely the wrong spot.
Right.
I'll tell you
where he was.
Was he having a drink of his water on the edge off the area, pitch or something?
You know on the edge of the area, you've got your D?
Yeah.
He was on the left-hand side of that.
Well, I know that.
And the ball was on the right-hand side of that.
Yeah.
Right. So, and what I said to Tim Ribbs was, why are the commentators making such a big thing out of Mateta putting the ball into an empty net?
It doesn't
make any fucking sense to me at all.
Because for me, where the ball was...
So, there's nobody there. Roll it into the net. Don't be a bellend.
No, the thing is, though, for me, where the ball was, Raya should have been the other side of the 18-yard
box. Do you know where Raya should have been? He should have been on his penalty spot, where keepers are meant to be.
Yeah, but if he wasn't there, he would have been more towards the player for an option of a pass.
So,
for me, his positioning is so bad, he's not even in a camera shot.
Well, have you just...
So, that's why I just said...
Did you not know why we got knocked out of the Champions League last season? Because Raya was stood by the halfway line.
That's last season. This season, Arteta and friends are doing well.
Despite Raya, not because of. It's just shocking. The keeper is a joke.
But,
and the fact that Arteta's sticking with him is just...
But nowhere we'll be saying Raya made a mistake.
No, you won't hear that. Because everyone bum loves him and I don't understand what it's about. I don't get it. He is awful. I'd rather have Tin Ribs in there and he's in his 40s. And that's another hill I'll die on. I'd rather have him in there than David Raya. Because at least he knows where his fucking posts are. Raya is fucking awful, mate. Awful.
Raya knows where his posts are because he was that far out. He could see them.
I'd rather have Manuel Almunia back.
Almunia was decent.
Yeah, decent. Raya isn't. Raya's fucking shocking. He's a mess of a goalkeeper. I'm not even sure if he's a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was another one that barely played for you. Was it like Mannering or something like that?
You can't take the piss out of Alex Manninger.
Yeah.
Manninger was a decent back.
He didn't play a lot, though, did he?
No, he didn't play a lot. He was a backup, but he was all right.
Yeah.
He was a solid backup.
Alex Manninger, yeah. I think, is the one you're going on about. But yeah, he was all right.
I couldn't remember what
Richard
his name
Wright,
was.
I'd have him back.
Richard Wright was quality.
Wasn't he a good goalkeeper? Do you know the only reason we lost him was because Seaman decided to stay an extra year.
Yeah.
It's the only reason Richard Wright went, otherwise he'd have been on number one.
Yeah. He was a decent keeper, though.
And we ended up with crazy mind Jens Lehmann.
Yeah.
Jens Lehmann was...
He's a decent,
bloody good goalkeeper, but he was off his head.
He
was off his head.
Jens Lehmann was sort of like the kind of goalkeeper, like one of my personal actual favourites, Brad Friedel. That guy wasn't exceptional at anything, but he was bloody good at everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was just, across the board, he was just good at everything. There wasn't like let's take David De Gea, for example. An amazing shot stopper. Not the best at commanding his area. Not the best at claiming crosses. An average distributor.
But his one-on-ones were phenomenal
as well.
But
his shot stopping and one-on-ones were next level. Like, unreal. But you put them into like an even keel, it just evens out as a very good. Whereas Brad Friedel was just very good at everything. There wasn't like a weak area.
Mm.
Those are the kind of keepers I like.
You'd not probably go as far as
David Seaman for me.
Friedel.
Schmeichel.
Shea Given.
Schmeichel was next level on most things, though. Yeah. So he's, I mean, that's, I think he's in a league of his own.
So I think you're Peter probably Schmeichel. Saying Friedel is probably underrated.
Friedel underrated?
Yeah.
Oh, massively
underrated.
So. Massively so. Massively
so. Friedel's fantastic.
Some of the most underrated goalkeepers whilst they were playing were Brad Friedel, Nigel Martin, Shea Given, and even
Shea
Neville
Given,
Southall.
Absolutely.
I don't think he got the props he deserved whilst he was playing.
Nigel Martin's the best goalkeeper super. To put a shirt on, the lead shirt on.
I think Tim Howard was a good goalkeeper.
Yeah, Tim Howard was a very good goalkeeper.
Yeah, I would agree.
Casey Keller.
Decent.
Yeah, I wouldn't quite put him up there with the others, but very good.
But American still goalkeepers do tend to be good.
Yeah, because they start with American football, don't they? So they just learn to throw and catch from being the nappies, don't they? Yeah. So
that's probably not actually a bad.
Yeah, it's a good trait for a goalkeeper, isn't it? Because everyone's American football, this and American.
So basically,
even though it should be called American rugby, we're all aware it should be called American rugby.
So basically,
it's similar sports.
Americans, if they fail and are not good enough to play American football, but they can catch and throw,
if you can't play NFL, you go to a round ball.
You know what winds me up about my 5-year-old as well? The fact that he watches YouTube and he keeps calling it soccer.
Soccer is a British term. We've already been over this. Watch any interview with Brian Clough and he will say soccer.
I don't
that
care.
That doesn't mean that we need to re-adopt it, though.
I'm more like, we can call it football because we have no confusion about what the game is.
Yeah. It's a ball and you use your feet primarily. Yeah. It should be called American handball or American rugby.
Yeah.
And you what?
You suck it.
Suck it. John Smith's advert. Yeah. Have it.
That is still one of my favourite adverts.
That's great.
So,
yeah. Anyway, let's not talk about the disappointment.
Continue with the week.
That is Arsenal. Right, let's skip back to Tuesday. Man City 2, Aston Villa 1. Felt a bit sorry for Aston Villa conceding the 94th minute, I'll be honest. I don't really have any affiliation to them. I don't particularly like Man City for any reason other than, you know, when I was 11.
But where do you stop knocking that bloody spring with your heart wire?
Just don't move.
That?
Yeah, you're dragging it off the spring.
It's because you're just moving.
Monk.
Maybe that won't. Don't have any affiliation to either team really, but I'd have liked to have seen it be a draw just because I think Villa put enough effort in to make it a draw. Yeah.
So Wednesday, Arsenal 2, Palace 2.
Yeah, Arsenal just Arteta in it up.
Yeah.
I think the fact that we continue to play David Raya is absolutely baffling. I think Kivior is a far better defender than people give him credit for. I will say that at this point. He's been absolutely superb for us since Gabriel's been out. I, for one, was a little bit concerned thinking, I'm not sure about this. And I tell you what, something that I wasn't expecting to say, and again, a hill I'll die on, Saliba has not been the same since Gabriel's not been with him.
Sometimes a partnership makes everything.
Saliba has not been the same defender since Gabriel was out. So we've all been sat here for months saying Gabriel looks good because of Saliba. It may be the other way around, boys. It may be the other way around. It may be Saliba's looking better because Gabriel's with him.
Maybe.
And I wasn't convinced about Gabriel a couple of years ago.
I'm just going to say something. This is what I always used to say about Joni and Lescott. Everyone always banged on about how good he was, and I always said he was very bang average. But then you look at the people he was always alongside. Filip Jagielka, who, while we're talking about underrated players. You want to talk about underrated players? Filip Jagielka was absolutely unreal. Then he went and stood next to Vincent Kompany. Oh my God, Vincent Kompany could make me look like a world-class defender.
Yeah, I mean, you know really what?
But as soon as he went to Villa to be the big main man himself, terrible.
Oh, I tell you, was underrated for us, Jose Fonte.
Fonte, brilliant player.
A great player.
Absolutely fantastic, but they kept buying his centre-back partners because he went under the radar, like Lovren.
But I said this about...
Because he was absolute garbage, really, at Liverpool.
I said this about Alonso at Liverpool. Everyone banged on about Gerrard. Real Madrid came in and bought Alonso, and then Liverpool's midfield went dog shit. All of a sudden, Gerrard didn't look so fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, you've always said Gerrard's shite anyway, haven't you?
I just think he's very, very overrated.
I will say that Arsenal Palace, Rice had a very poor game and stayed on for 90 minutes. Odegaard had a fantastic game and got brought off. Didn't understand that. Sterling got his best performance of the season, a 6.3.
That's
the best he's been all season.
Is dog shit, and everyone keeps arguing with me.
Well, what I said to you was, I said a few years ago, I think he was really good, and if he can find that form again, Arsenal are in for a real good time. And he's found no form at all. He's literally, his form is in the toilet, and I think that's where he's staying.
Yeah,
He's finished. I just don't think he cares. Like, he's capable of it. Nobody will convince me otherwise. Sterling is capable of a very good game of football.
I don't think he could even play in the Premier League this season. I don't think there's a team that would want him that would pay his wages.
Would you have him? Now, let's bear in mind that he's been playing right side, so you'd have to lose your youngster, whose name escapes me.
Dibbling.
You'd have to lose Dibbling.
Dibbling doesn't even play.
But who would you rather have, Dibbling or Sterling?
Well, Dibbling, obviously. Would I have Sterling at Southampton for his ability and stuff like that? Would he do well in the Championship? Yes. Would I take him? No, because his wages are far too high and overrated for the wages.
Massively overrated.
But if he wants to come on, say,
pays your 30k
a week or something like that, then, I think he'd be good to have around the squad.
Someone put it in one of the leads for
us. Or if we have him on loan and they're paying his wages or subsidising his wages, then absolutely, maybe it is worthwhile for him to regain form. So would I take him? Yeah, because I think he probably is of championship level.
There's definitely a player in there.
But would you take him for the wages? Which is why I don't think... Because he's failed at Arsenal and he's failing at Chelsea now, it would literally be now, which Premier League team takes him? Probably none for the wages that he's going to demand.
If he'll drop his wages, Burnley would have him.
Yeah.
Because they've got nothing up front, really, because they're not an attacking team.
Is he
going to
want to drop his wages?
No, of course he's not, because he thinks he's worth it.
Because he's probably on, I don't know what contract he's on at the moment.
I think we're paying him 150 grand a week or 175 grand a week, and we're not paying the bulk of his wages.
Doesn't that tell you everything that I think 30k is a good... is he going to drop 120k?
No. 120, we're not paying the bulk of his wages. Yeah. Chelsea are paying most of it. He's on nearly 400 grand a week. We're paying less than Chelsea and we're paying 150 or 175.
I don't know if he's on one of these 7-year contracts or something like that.
I think Palmer's on an 8 or 9 year, isn't he?
Yeah.
But we're on about him moving on.
So, does he just sit in Chelsea's reserves and rot?
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you go and sit on somebody's bench for $400,000 a week?
Oh, you I'd sit on somebody's bench for £2,000 a week.
If somebody said to you, "You're not going to play. You are not playing. And most of the time, you're not even going to make the bench. You're just going to be training with us all the time." Mate, I'd snap the runs off for $10,000 a week. No problem.
Mate, I just said I'd do it for two. I think I'd do it for like £750 a week.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll just be an English-born prophecy. I'll train.
You'll be the Scott Carson.
I'll just train, sit there.
Mate,
do whatever you tell me to do. £750 a week. Better do me.
I'd
probably get to watch football games every single
week. I'd probably
ask
for a little bit more than £750.
Why?
Because it needs to be more than I'm on now.
Otherwise, I'm not on that now.
Well, I wouldn't be worth it.
I'm not on that now. So that's pretty much more than I'm on now. I'd be seeing football players every week, attending games, being able to do all the backstage shit, live the life of a footballer.
That's true. You'd be able to, technically, you'd be able to say you're a footballer.
Exactly.
You get paid for playing football every day.
So do I need a buttload of money? Not really.
I'd definitely ask for more than £750 a week, because it would have to be more than I'm on now.
Trust me, but the benefits of it would just be worth more than the money.
I still need the money as well. I definitely still
don't
need
get
the money
me wrong. If it was like £10,000 a week, I'd only probably have to do it for a couple of years, and then I'd be like,
no, you don't so. Though, because that's why these footballers need £400,000 and £500,000 a week. That's why they go to Al Hilal and get paid £10 million of every fortnight or whatever it is, because obviously the money they're getting is not enough. Because we're struggling to live on £300,000 a week. How do you expect us to live on £300,000 a week? You know, arseholes. Anyway,
very quickly, just going back to the Sterling thing.
You okay? You feel sick now? Have you had too much to eat?
Too much to eat. So. Someone actually put in on the Leeds Facebook forums about Sterling, would you take him?
Yeah.
And it was just a resounding no. Not for a second. No one would want him.
No.
That says volumes when literally you haven't got anyone who agrees. If you saw people putting up like an open argument, you'd be like, okay, yeah, fair enough, let's have a look at what they're going to say. When absolutely everyone's going, not fucking prayer, no chance.
You see, I look at that and I said, would you take him there? And then I think to myself, when you're actually looking back and the performances put in, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I'd rather have, like, most of the players Southampton have got up there is, like, probably better. It's sad where he's gone from. Maybe the comedy value of him running like a T-Rex.
I don't know. That might... He's playing at the level that I've always seen him play at. I've always thought he was overrated.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Well, he never performed for England, really.
He's never performed for England.
I don't think he'd... at Liverpool, he was fantastic. He was phenomenal when he was at Liverpool. And he was decent when he first went to City.
Yeah.
But since his first 2 years at City, not been the same player.
He just has the odd game.
Yeah.
But like, well, he had the odd game at Chelsea.
Yeah, he hasn't had anything at Arsenal. There's been nothing good at Arsenal at all.
No.
I think he scored one goal and that was against Bolton.
He's never really had a chance, but then he's probably not earned it.
And that's the thing, you look at him playing, like I say, he doesn't look like he cares.
Yeah.
Does not look like he cares at all. He's not bothered. But then, again, we've just said, you've just sat there and gone, I wouldn't care if I was earning £750 a week. The money makes them not care.
Yeah.
Right, so... If somebody said to you, well, we're not going to let you do your job, you're going to have to come and practice it every day, but we're going to give you... Let's put it into context, because of what they're earning and what they're earning now and what they haven't. So if somebody
came
up to you and went, we don't want you in the public eye, we don't want you famous, we don't want you this, we don't want you that, but we're going to give you £7,000 a week.
Yeah.
You'd snap their hands off. And you wouldn't be asked about it at all.
I watched a video and a guy went onto the Man City team bus. So he walked on and, like, there's multiple fridges on this team bus. So you're thinking you're travelling and stuff like that. So the seat, each seat got its own LDV television above it. Heated seat, full recliner that goes down fully, which turns into a bed. They've got like four ovens on there. They've got multiple fridges everywhere with like their protein bars and all the drinks and stuff, which are ice cold. They've got a living room on a bus.
Yeah.
And obviously they've got PlayStations and everything and stuff like that. So it's like that. So literally, as they're travelling to a game, if they've got to travel 6 hours to a game, literally, they're sat in the comfort of their own house.
Pretty much.
In fact, better comfort than my own house. It's crazy, and that's a coach.
Crazy, mate. Yeah, they're not bothered, but I understand why they're not bothered.
I go on a coach and you can't wait to get off at services because you've got a numb arse and just need to stretch your legs and stuff in discomfort because the person next to you smells or something, or I'm the smelly one.
Right, I think on that note, we're going to go for a break before we say it. I was thinking it, I wasn't going to say it. Right, yeah, we're going to go for a break. We'll see you lovely people very soon. Hello, and welcome to part two of episode 79 of the Sunday League Pundit Show. I'm going to keep doing that now because I'm a bit annoyed that I got it wrong the first time. Right, Tin Ribs would like us to go to Thursday because...
Well, Blues hit Club 100.
Boo. I'm not a big fan of Birmingham, as anyone that listens to the podcast regularly will know.
They've done well.
But they're now on 102 points from 43 games. Drawn 9, lost 3, won 31. So they've got a very good record. Very, very good record. Wrexham also completed promotion.
And are still miles off.
They're still way off. And they've played two games more as well.
That's like, how good Blues have been.
I mean, Birmingham really have just run away with it. They've done a Macclesfield, haven't they? Mac and Birmingham basically just had the same season.
What is their top score? They can get to 111, is it?
They've got three games left, so they've got 9 points, 111, potentially.
That's mental.
Yeah.
That's absolutely mental.
They probably will.
Yeah, they probably should have had more, though.
I think they were saying Jay Stansfield's goals alone, if they got rid of everybody else's goals that Birmingham have scored, they'd be fifth in the league.
Just with his goals?
Just with his goals. Wow, that's how well he's done this season.
Jeez, I now need to go to squad.
I think it's 21 or 23 goal contributions, so it's not.
Alfie Mays.
He's had 19 goals.
Yeah.
In 34 games, so he hasn't even played all the games.
But yeah.
That's incredible, isn't it? And assists. So 23 goals, 2 assists this season, 25.
Yeah. So they were saying that
he's a striker after my own art. 23 goals, 2 assists.
Yeah. But they were saying, like, they would be fifth in the league if they got rid of everybody else's goals. So that pretty much says how much of a contribution he's made this season.
That's
so
ridiculous.
You are a liability.
Shit, lying around for me to kick.
Right. On that note of the whole goals thing, this is a stat that I just literally just came up. Leeds' goal difference of 60+ is greater than total number scored by 18 championship sides this season.
Your goal difference is higher than the goals they've scored.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it's also currently a club record in high in any single season for our entire history.
Yeah.
But yeah, so our goal difference is higher than 18 championship sides.
And he still spent most of the season moaning that he ain't got a striker.
We haven't! That's a problem! No, I think Pirro's going to get the golden boot now. Especially if he can score a few goals in the... last two games.
I mean, to be fair, you have only conceded 29, so it's not like your defence is that bad either.
Yeah, and if you consider how many times Meslier dropped the ball to a striker or fucked up or considered a goal, we'd probably be better than fucking Burnley.
I like the fact that he can slag Meslier off, but when I slag David Raya off, I'm wrong. I'd rather have Meslier than my...
Please take him.
I would, I'd swap you. Right. So
he could be a good backup for Darla.
He'd be your third choice, let's be honest.
Nah, I was going to take that.
Yesterday we had Chelsea 1, Everton 0. A Jackson goal in the 27th minute. I think that's not really unexpected.
No. It's basically, to be fair, as it's now progressed and there's five teams going up, the Champions League is a little bit interesting. It's about the only thing left that's interesting in the Premier League. Because Liverpool are probably going to win the league today.
Yeah.
99.9%.
I think they're definitely going to win the league today.
Yeah. Obviously, relegation was all confirmed yesterday. That's all finished.
Yeah,
although it was pretty much sorted weeks ago, but it's officially confirmed now.
Pretty much sorted when you all got promoted.
I think Arsenal will be obviously in the Champions League next season. I don't see them imploding to that degree.
Well, we don't know that.
I think
with
we
Arteta,
do know.
Anything is possible. Have faith.
So we do know that. We
could finish sixth.
Newcastle obviously are looking good at the moment on 62 points. Man City, 61 points. Chelsea, 60 points. Forest, 60 points.
Come on.
Villa, 57 points. So I'd say, so anyone from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams for
ideally, now I know this isn't going to happen, but in an ideal world, City would drop out of the top six. And Forest would get Champions League and Villa would get the Europa
All
League.
All I'll say is that
in an ideal world, that would be my scenario.
City's games, Wolves, Southampton, Bournemouth, Fulham.
Well, they've got a difficult end of the season, haven't they?
Yeah. Newcastle, though, I did say that they look okay, but their games, Brighton, Chelsea, Arsenal, Everton.
Arsenal have so got PSG, Bournemouth, PSG, Liverpool, Newcastle, Southampton.
I just want to say, I'm looking at Forest's running. Champions League positions are quite achievable. They've got Brentford.
Yeah, Palace.
Leicester, West Ham, and they finish with Chelsea.
That's going to be, it could be an interesting game, Matt, could. Chelsea Forest,
hit and miss
last
as
game
well,
of the
you know.
Season.
There could be everything riding on that Forest-Chelsea game.
At the moment, those two are literally goal difference. That's the only thing.
Everything could be riding on that.
Forest have the game in hand.
Everything could ride on that Chelsea Forest game at the end of the season.
I think so.
I hope it does, because at least it will be some excitement.
Villa have obviously got a little bit more to do, and they've got Fulham, Bournemouth, Tottenham, and Manchester United. So, you know, they can win all four of them, really.
I'd expect them to win all four.
I'd expect them to win all four.
Have you seen where Man United and Tottenham are?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it joyful?
Yes, it's wonderful.
So, realistically, you're looking at it and go, yeah, any from there. I think Fulham being 9 points outside of it and Brighton being 9 points outside, it's going to take a massive implosion by a lot of teams for them to do. So, I would say that they're out of it. So, it is from Villa to Newcastle.
I just also want to add how hilarious it is that if the three teams that got relegated weren't so shit, West Ham, Tottenham and Man United and Everton would all be in a relegation battle right now.
Yeah. Because all of them teams would have probably had less points because we probably could have beaten some of them teams.
That's what I mean.
And they'd have less points.
If the three teams at the bottom weren't so dog shit.
Yeah.
Them teams above would have less points.
But does that not give you something to look forward to next season?
Yes, I'm enjoying it. There you go. I'm looking forward to being the whipping boy.
The whipping boy. I think that's going to be United and Spurs at this rate.
Well, that's another one. Everyone's talking about how Burnley are going to do next season. Everyone's touting Scott Parker.
Can I ask a question? Did Farker say, "I don't want to talk about the Premier League yet"? Did he actually use them words, or is that just a made-up story?
So he had a meeting with the manager.
It scares me. The Premier League scares me right now. I don't want to talk about it. No. That's kind of how it came across on social media.
His interview, he talked about the fact that he's had conversations with the owners about where they're going, what they need.
Yeah. But they're going to the Premier League.
He's also stated that his immediate target is the next two games to win the league. So he's not thinking about the Premier League now because that's done. We don't need to worry about that. Let's not worry about that.
Yeah,
because we're there. We're Premier League.
Is this where they take an interview and change the context of it to make it seem like he's scared and doesn't want to?
As far as Leeds are concerned, winning the league is all that matters.
Of course, it is.
We are Premier League. So what does it matter about that?
To be fair, coming second means absolutely diddly squat because you don't get a trophy for finishing second.
Oh, well, you don't get a trophy for finishing second. You get one for winning the league.
You get one for winning the league, and you get one for winning the playoffs.
Which I think is weird, by the way. Congratulations, you finished fifth. Here's a trophy.
Yeah.
What, for needing extra games to get promoted and you get a trophy for it?
Look,
how does that work?
Southampton right? don't win many trophies, so you know, but it was nice. Because the last time we got to the Premier League, we came second, so we got no trophy.
I defend so-called non-trophies, like the Community Shield and the Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
But that is the worst excuse for a trophy I've ever heard. Here's a trophy because you weren't good enough it's to not... win the trophy. What? What is that? That's like most improved. It's the worst trophy to get. Why are we celebrating?
We won a final.
The losers' final. You're in that final because you weren't good enough to be promoted. Why does that deserve a trophy? I'm sorry. Am I wrong here? Am I having a stroke?
Do you win a trophy for winning a final?
But it's the losers' final. It shouldn't.
Should be a wooden spoon.
Thank you. There you go. Look, there we go. Thanks. I love that. Well done.
Oh, God, what are you giving it to me for? They were the losers in the final. They get the spoon.
No, you won. That's your trophy for winning it.
No, Leeds didn't go up last season. They get the spoon. Yeah.
No, you get the spoon because you won. That should be for winning. No. Yeah, the losers that then end up in that final. It's a losers' final. You're in that final because you weren't good enough to go up. That's the whole point of it. But you get a trophy, but the team better than you in second gets a handshake. Why do you get a trophy? For winning a...
Because we won a final.
A loser's final.
We won a final.
A loser's final.
A final's a final.
I'll die on this hill.
Actually use them words yourself. A final is a final, and you get a trophy so it counts for the Community Shield.
It's a loser's final. Yeah, but that's the Community Shield. You've got to win the league and the FA Cup.
You didn't even get to that for winning anything. You got there for coming second.
Did I or did I not say we didn't deserve to be in it?
Correct.
There shouldn't have been a Community Shield that year. City won both. They should have just been given the Community Shield, as far as I'm concerned.
But you still counted as a trophy.
Well, because we were in it and we won it. So, yeah, I do.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean we should have been in it. You should have been in that final.
So because you were a loser and didn't win, is that your spoon for winning that
that's
trophy
then? That's what
they
should have given Arsenal instead of the Community Shield, yeah. But I will die on that hill. I will die on that hill. You should get a trophy for finishing second then, right?
Yeah.
Because you can get one for finishing sixth. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're necessarily wrong, but...
I will fucking
die
on this
hill.
We still
won a final.
I will die on this
hill. We
won
a final.
But it's a loser's final.
I don't know if it's true.
It's a final fact for next season.
Do you remember relegation battles where the team that finishes second bottom plays the team that... was a loser in the playoff final, the winner of that game gets promoted or stays up. That was, I think that's Scottish
something
or something
about,
like
yeah,
that.
I've heard
I wonder
something
if they
about
get
that.
A trophy.
Because don't the Scottish leagues, after like, is it after 32 games or something?
Yeah, they split
the
league
into two.
Yeah.
And the top six then can no longer play the bottom six.
Yeah.
And if the team in sixth win all their games, they can't go up into fifth.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
the
thing.
Well,
isn't
the team in like, yeah, the team in sixth,
but the team in
with
fifth,
more points than the team in like fourth or
yeah,
third.
Yeah, but then the team in fifth can then go into their last six games or whatever it
win
is,
every
get
single
absolutely
one.
Ass raped, and they'll still be fifth, regardless, because the top six or whatever have been split. So the sixth place, can get ass raped, and they won't go down anymore in the league.
100%, yeah.
Because after a 30-odd games, they split it, don't they? Top six and bottom six, and then the top six can no longer play the bottom six. That is when you know you're in an unbalanced league. It's like we'll get to a certain point and then we feel so sorry for the whipping boys. Like, don't worry, you don't have to play the big boys anymore. You know them games that give you all your finances because of the attendances? We're going to take them off you and you can just play each other at the bottom in your Sunday league.
Get more points
and then
than the teams at the top.
The team then in seventh can win six games on the trot. Effectively should be now third, but not allowed to be because the league's been splitting off. Yeah, Scottish League's great. Great, yeah.
Yeah.
God damn. Embarrassing. Anyway, let's get back onto yesterday. Game of the day, Brighton 3, West Ham 2. I wish I'd have watched that one now. Because that looks like it was an absolute cracker. You got Brighton scoring in the 13th minute, West Ham scoring in the 48th minute. Then you got West Ham... making it 2-1 in the 83rd. Mitoma equalising in the 89th. And Baliba, whoever that is, scoring in the 92nd minute. What a game. I wish you would have watched that one. Would have been better. Definitely game of the day. Newcastle 3, Ipswich 0. Ipswich had a red card after 37 minutes. I think the writing was on the wall when the game started. And then the red card was...
fifth red card of a season, which matches Arsenal's discipline.
You say discipline. Ours has, you know, been unjust. But never mind. So I don't think anyone will be surprised that Newcastle absolutely spanked Ipswich, especially with the man down. And then we had the most disappointing game of the day, which was Southampton 1, Fulham 2.
Yeah.
I was honestly, this is the one I watched.
I put it
on and I said to Tim, I said, genuinely, I'm hoping for something for Southampton here.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want you to go down with the worst points.
Yeah.
I was so hoping that you... And then you took the lead.
Yeah.
And then you stayed in the lead for a long time. And I'm
Fulham weren't really doing anything in that game.
They weren't threatening that much.
No.
And I said to Tim, I think they're going to do it here. I think they're going to get the win and they're going to get it and they're going to get the points. I'm going to be really happy.
And then it was an unfortunate...
capitulation.
I mean, Ramsdale had that shot covered and then obviously it flipped up and over him.
There's nothing...
he could do.
The defender could do. There was nothing Ramsdale could do. It was one of them things. But it was so disappointing, even from my point
completely
of view.
Completely against anything that they'd done. And totally. Then...
But I was in limbo because I was gutted that you conceded, but it was Smith Rowe.
Yeah.
So I was kind of pleased as well.
Yeah.
And then I was absolutely gutted when you conceded from Sessegnon in the 92nd minute. I thought that was...
And I think that that's just...
unfair.
Unmarked.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again...
poor defending. As we've done a lot of times this season, just one moment of poor defending.
As most of your games have gone this season, it was
It just takes one moment of poor...
your own fault.
When they played so well defensively, really.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just... poor. And then we were left with Wolves 3, Leicester 0. I don't think anyone was particularly shocked about the fact that Leicester are absolute garbage.
No.
Cunha got man of the match, and Cunha has stated he would rather go to Manchester United than Arsenal. Maybe know something about the management that we don't.
So the Championship, so that's really interesting at the bottom. We'll start at the bottom.
What, where Luton got
so
the red
Luton
card.
Won. Luton and Coventry both got red cards.
They did.
So Luton got their win, which obviously helped them. Burnley 5-0, just trying to catch up some of that goal difference.
I'm doing it.
Blackburn won 2-1. So I'm sure Daryl will be pleased because I think that keeps them in the playoff hunts. Cardiff drew 0-0 with West Brom, which relegated Cardiff. They're the first
team to go
down.
Well, there's one game left, isn't there, for most of them?
Yeah, it's one game for most of them,
yeah. Bristol City have got 44, Leeds have got 44.
Derby, massive win for them over Hull. They're both battling in the relegation. We'll go through the bottom in a minute.
You and Bristol City are the only two that have to play each other and then to be on 45 games.
Yeah. So
you're the last 45.
Middlesbrough 0, Norwich 0, Millwall 1, Swansea 1, Oxford 2, Sunderland 0. That confirmed Oxford United safety survived. Plymouth 2, Preston 1, which Plymouth are pretty much down anyway just because of the goal difference. I don't think they can do it, although it's not mathematical. And then Sheffield Wednesday.
I mean, there's a Portsmouth. 14 goal swing needed for Plymouth.
That's why I say it's pretty much impossible. Obviously, Hull have found themselves in the bottom three now on 48 points. Luton are there on 49 points. Preston on 49 points. Derby on 49 points. And Stoke on 50 points. So they are the teams that are going into the last game of the season with
not
the relegation battle.
Is.
And yes, they can all get relegated because Derby play Stoke on that one. So that game will be pretty massive.
I would
Luton,
love to see, right, because Stoke are going in at 18th. I'd love to see Stoke be the team that go down.
Yeah. So Stoke play Derby. So Preston play Bristol City. Luton play West Brom. And Hull face Portsmouth. So as you say, all of them teams... in that battle. So at least the bottom of the table, last game of the season, is going to be interesting. Obviously, Leeds and Burnley are going to be fighting for the title. pretty much looks like it'll be Leeds if they just win both of their games.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Sheffield United...
That's all we have to do, Tim. All we have to do is win two games of football.
Sheffield United are obviously confirmed in third place. Sunderland are confirmed to have fourth place. And then the playoffs consist of... it looks like Middlesbrough on 64, Blackburn on 65, Millwall on 66, Coventry on 66, Bristol City on 67. Bristol City obviously have a difficult game because they're actually facing a team in the relegation battle. Yeah. So that's probably bad news for them. Coventry face Middlesbrough, which is interesting because obviously Middlesbrough will go above Coventry there.
Very quickly though, obviously Bristol are playing us. Do you perceive them still being at 67 points going into that last game of the season next week?
Yes, I think you'll beat Bristol City. But
I think we will because we're at Elland Road.
Yeah.
I don't think Bristol City are a bad team. I just think Elland Road, I think we'll...
Yeah.
Well, Blackburn have got Sheffield United.
Millwall play Burnley. So that's so bad Millwall, news for them.
Yeah, it's bad news for realistically, Blackburn because they've got Sheffield United. Although Sheffield United can't go up or down, so maybe they're not going to care.
Maybe.
I think last game,
I think
Sheffield will probably try and rest a few players knowing that they're going to the playoffs.
So who am I going to predict that will go... You know who it might be? It might be Middlesbrough. Sunderland will go promoted.
I'm gonna stake my claim here. I'm gonna put Blackburn are gonna grab that last playoff place.
You think they're gonna beat?
I think Bristol City and Blackburn are gonna make the playoffs.
I think Middlesbrough might beat Coventry.
Yeah, but if Blackburn win, it's not gonna matter. That'll be why Coventry drop out and Blackburn go in.
Could be Blackburn and Middlesbrough.
Potentially. I'm going to say City, Blackburn.
Because Bristol City haven't got the best goal difference. Middlesbrough have the best goal difference as well. So
I just realised, Plymouth have pretty much got relegated.
Although we've just spoke about that.
We did. No, we did.
And the goal difference.
Well, they are relegated because they're not going to make a 14-goal swing.
Well, they might. They might smash us 10-0 and Luton or Preston or Derby might lose 4-0.
Right, you're aware they're playing Leeds last game of the season, right? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I have seen worse things happen.
You've conceded 29 in 44 games and you all of a sudden think Plymouth are going to pull something out of their ass and score like 6 past you. Yeah. Not going to happen.
I would, that'd be amazing. But at least it is interesting at the bottom and there's a bit of interest in the playoffs. So the championship does remain interesting, although the actual promotion side of things is...
I would also like to point out that since Carl Darlow got put in goals, we've conceded 2 goals.
Good keeper.
He's a great keeper.
Right, we also had semi-final number 1 yesterday, which again, we watched.
Oh, that was a great game.
What a goal Eze scored for the first one.
Yeah.
And
the celebration was so
Cantona-esque. It was nonchalant as you get, wasn't it? Then Mateta missed a penalty.
Yeah.
What game he had, by the way. What player.
I'm going to say
even though he's got
now,
the whole face
the best
going,
FA Cup final we can hope for is Crystal Palace versus Nottingham Forest.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. I said to you that I think I want Crystal Palace to go and win it. I said that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For 2 reasons. 1, just because. And 2, because I prefer their kit out of everyone that's in the semi-finals. Yeah. I think they've got the best kit.
Well, we said this at the start.
They've
of
got
season.
The best kit in the whole league.
Yeah. So, given the 4 that were in it, I'm like, I think I want Palace to win it. And they're my 2 reasons. But 1's because I like the kit, and 2 is just because.
But it's like my dad's a Villa fan, and I went up for the last bit. And Villa was shocking. Let's be honest, they were horrendous. And look at the last goal when Nketiah just literally walks up behind him and goes, "Yeah, I'll have the ball, thanks, mate."
Look as well, we've had my daughter's lollipop man on the podcast before, Finney,
yeah.
who is an avid Villa fan.
Yeah.
And he went.
Yeah.
And his post on Facebook afterwards literally said, "We were outplayed, outmanned, outgunned, outclassed." He said Crystal Palace deserved every bit of it.
Yeah.
So, fair play to him. He's taking it on the chin.
But I do think that Man City are probably going to win it because they...
I wouldn't be so sure that they're just going to walk over Forest today.
But they keep playing poorly in the FA Cup and they've got to a semi-final.
I wouldn't be so sure that they're going to walk over Forest today.
Bit like Liverpool in the Premier League. They haven't played that well, but they've managed to get it done. Like I've been saying for months and months and months and months and months. And you were like, they're going to fall apart.
Mm.
And it just never happened. Because they've just found a way to get it done despite playing poorly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping personally that obviously City don't. They've had enough to bloody celebrate over the last few years.
Well, I'm hoping Forest win today.
I'm definitely on Forest's side today. I'd love to see Forest versus... plus, Forest have got a Stafford-born lad in their ranks, so...
Yeah.
That's another reason to want them in the final instead of Man City. Yeah. Right, I think...
Well, it would be good, though. Like you say, it would be great for a final to be... Forest
two
versus
teams
Palace,
that haven't won it for years and years and years.
A different final and...
Yeah, of course.
That. But it I think the fact that watch. City can't do anything really this season, they have to win that.
Well, they don't have to because they could lose.
They could.
So,
but
I'm
I feel
they'll
feel
to.
That they have
oh,
to.
Well, they know that this is their only chance of a trophy.
Yeah.
So this they've got to throw everything into this.
All right, then. It's a bit of fun. We've got three... Well, we've got a few games, but three big games today. Let's just do predictions. Bournemouth, Man United. Who's winning?
2-1 Bournemouth.
Who's at home?
Bournemouth.
1-1.
I'm going to go with 2-2. Anana's having a howler. That's where I'm going. Oh, he's actually going to record these.
Well, I mean, we are technically recording anyway, so.
Yeah.
So we've got Bournemouth.
Man United.
I mean, I wasn't expecting you to say that we've got a big game and then start with Man United, Bournemouth. I'm sorry, that wasn't ready for that.
Figuring out who the biggest,
right,
worst,
what's yours?
Biggest worst team is.
2-2, he said.
2-2.
Right, next game.
Liverpool, Tottenham. So Liverpool lifting the trophy today. So the question is,
3-0 Liverpool.
Okay.
4.
4-0.
Yeah.
3-0. I was also going to say 3-0, so I'm going to stick with it.
And then the big one, the semi-final, Forest versus Man City. I'm going 2-1 Forest.
Okay, what about you?
I was thinking 2-1 Forest.
2-1 Forest. I'm going to go... 2-2. And then Forest on pens. Yeah, 2-2, Forest on pens. I was actually going to go Liverpool more like 6-0 against Tottenham because I've seen them lately and they've been absolute garbage.
Yeah.
They've been awful. So, right, I think that is a good place to take a quick break, and we shall be back with you beautiful people very shortly. Hello, and welcome back from the break. Right, we're going into part three now, which is our talk any old shite part.
I want to start it off just by something before we move on to anything else, before we get
very
late. So, obviously, last week we mentioned what I was going to be doing this week. So, I did watch the boxing yesterday.
Made him watch it.
I actually watched it as well.
I knew it.
I had no intention of watching it, but I did watch it. And
I bet you're glad you watched it.
It was a decent fight. I will say it was a decent fight. I actually did quite enjoy watching it.
Now, the only thing I will say
is horrible.
I didn't have Eubank by 4 rounds.
I had it pretty fucking even.
I had it close where I messaged somebody saying, I don't know who's going to win this.
We had it as a draw, both of us.
I thought a draw would have been fair. And when they said 116 to 112, I was kind of thinking, really? And when people say corruption in the sport like that. Now, I can understand where Eubank Jr. probably maybe more a deserved winner, maybe on overall.
He got rocked a few times.
I think Ben, definitely, wherever you say, he was the people's champion and the people's winner. I think absolutely he was.
Yeah.
But it was like every time Eubank hit him with a punch, considering the size difference, he absorbed it. Mm. And then he turned into a little, like, mini Rottweiler. Like, it made him angry every time.
When he hit Eubank, Eubank felt them.
Yeah. Well, you saw his face. He definitely got more hurt.
He definitely felt them punches.
Apparently, Eubank had hospital afterwards.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Now, I know that the cut was done by a head clash, unfortunately.
Yeah, we saw the clash of heads.
The problem was, though, Eubank kind of brought down himself. The amount of times he would clinch, there was a moment where Stretch was on about punching him in the back of the head. And I said, well, if you look, as Ben is shifting round, Eubank grabs his arm and then drops the head, so exposing the back of the head, because that's the only part that you're going to be able to hit.
Yeah.
It's a dirty tactic that boxers use, where they're getting close, so that your arm has to come in close, and then they'll just turn their head, so you have to hit the back of the head, and then it's a deduction of points.
Do you think Eubank takes the rematch, or does he duck?
He's not going to want that rematch. He's not going to want to go through that again.
Because I think Conor Benn does something different.
I don't think Conor Benn needs to do anything different. I think if Chris Eubank faces that again, he's in trouble.
Because he only just made it through wrong.
He only just made it through that.
Yeah.
He ain't doing that again.
Because I'm not sure that Eubank can knock out Conor Benn. Considering the size difference, I think Conor Benn is...
He landed a few good shots on Benn.
Conor Benn is an incredible fighter that at his weight could go all the way now. Especially... Yeah. But I think that it's probably the best fight he ever had because of obviously all the heat that went into the battle.
Mm.
Wow. Now, I know you said you didn't like it, but all that heat that went into the battle just went into the ring where you saw two guys.
I don't know. Did you see the interview that they did where he's going, I'm being really sincere now, and Conor Benn sat there going, I really wish Chris Eubank Sr. was in his corner. I feel really bad for him. And they all fannied it up before the fight even started.
Because he was in his corner, and he obviously was.
Yeah, but
there.
he was being nice before the fight. Don't be nice before
I think the fact that they did signal the fact that the two of them were together and they had some sort of respect moment for each other was good in the ring. Because then they had the moment and then they could separate it, which then basically meant, right, we're acknowledging that you've two fought before.
Why?
Now you go on.
Why?
Because if they didn't, people would have talked about it. So what I feel that they did was make a point of it so nobody else has to. It wasn't about them.
Everybody was making it about them.
This is
a legacy fight. No, it isn't. It's nothing to do with what happened 30 years ago.
No, it's still...
Ben, if I'm right, isn't even 30 years old, is he? Isn't he like 28 or something?
Yeah, he's a lot younger.
He wasn't even here 30 years ago. How was it a legacy fight? Legacy fight ass.
But no, it was definitely the hype that went into it. It's probably one of the first fights where the hype actually matched the actual boxing.
I would say that's down to Ben.
Yeah.
Because of the aggression. And honestly, I believe
he
could run that guy.
He was completely unguarded. I think he just got unlucky. I think maybe he was too erratic at times.
Yeah,
but if one of them erratic shots had landed,
he was
in trouble. And I think Eubank obviously played it smart because after he got rocked, he proper leaned into him and he couldn't get that third, fourth shot off. He could land two, but then just couldn't get a massive fury going to actually knock him down because I think he would have knocked him down.
Yeah, I just think... I mean, Ben can take... I think you could run Conor Benn over. And I reckon he'd just get up and walk away.
But he basically said he'll take him or a world title fight.
I think he's entitled to it now.
I think he's probably more likely he's going to get the world title.
It's a shame because he did the whole
because Eubank isn't going to want to fight him.
That's for me. That's put a bit of a blot on his record because I think that was just pathetic. But it is what it is. It's not like you can do about it.
But no, it was definitely worth all the hype, and I'm glad that I watched it, and it was worth the money I paid for it.
Yeah, well, it was definitely worth that.
Yeah.
It was a good fight.
Yeah.
Right. Any other business?
Don't know.
That we wanted to talk about?
Might do. We'll see if anybody else has started that topic.
What is that?
I've seen that one before.
Has someone's worst got a tattoo ever. Tattoo.
It is an absolute shocking tattoo.
That is awful, isn't it? Yeah. Well, it's like we're only on YouTube now. Can show it to the camera.
It is absolutely shocking.
But yeah.
So
anything else?
Not really.
Just same frustrations as always, really. Getting in with exes and...
You know what, I'm going to go into something. So obviously I've felt bad and, you know, things don't always work out in life and that sort of stuff, because obviously I mentioned that I've had a girlfriend on here before. I don't. So that all come to an end, which is great, because it wasn't the right situation.
Fucking hell, that was a lot taking weeks. A 5-second spree, wasn't it? Had a girlfriend, don't. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, because it wasn't right. Obviously, you're aware that there were loads of red flags that I didn't listen to and stuff like that, because for whatever reason, I do what I do. But now, it's like, I spoke to somebody and they used a phrase that I like, where I said, oh yeah, I was recently married, I'm going through a divorce, I'm on a rebuild and stuff like that. And then somebody turned around to me and goes, it's not a rebuild, it's a level up. And I really like that terminology.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking to myself, right, it's time to level up. Level up in life. And whatever it is that they do. So obviously I saw a good offer yesterday, so I joined the gym yesterday. Yeah. So rather than throwing myself in a pub trying to get social and stuff like that, I'll try be a bit healthier. I'm not saying I'm not going to go to pub and stuff like that, but I'm not going to go to pub to drink 8-9 pints on an evening.
I've just
spend that money. I'm thinking more like 2.
Nice.
You know, if I do go and stuff like that, but, you know, I want to go to the gym, get a bit healthier, you know, work my mind that way. Part of levelling up. Level up myself, make myself better than I ever have been. So that's the way you should look at life as you've moved on. Film Pixels
has never seemed closer, has it?
Mate, I'm loving the idea. I'm loving the way that he...
Well, I've got things happen.
I've got like a you go tour through. Of a gym on Tuesday. So I should be joining the gym myself.
So literally...
You're right, darling.
You should focus on level up.
That's my plan. Yeah. That's why I'm going to the gym.
So
use that.
So don't think rebuild or move on or something like that. Just go level up.
Leveling
up. Level up.
Level up, weight down.
Level up.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
You have to just give me a second, boys. Just back in a minute.
Yes. But no, I really like that terminology, and that's kind of, since I heard that, I'm like, you know what, that's absolutely brilliant.
Things like that, it's a perspective change. Like, I've took a lot of perspective changes on a lot of things in my life lately.
Yeah.
I mean, this weekend's been a real kick in the nuts, and having to shell out ridiculous amounts of money because everything's going to fucking break at once. I mean,
yeah.
just as I was like, I got up this morning, I was just like, this weekend cannot get any worse. Wash a machine, hold my beer. So yeah, it's, but no, having a new perspective on things is always good. It's sometimes even when things could be shit, you can take positives from it. So yeah. Like you said, leveling up or evolving.
Yeah.
They're all good terms. So yeah.
Just different. I've never heard it done that way before. And you know what? It's quite a nice way to think that, because if you achieve that and think, because level up is getting better.
Mm. Yeah.
So think positive, get better.
Right, so I'm going to ask on the podcast now then.
Yeah.
You're going to join the gym with me?
No!
You don't have to join the gym to level up.
No, but we can better each other then.
You know I'm not going in the gym.
I reckon I'll get him in the gym at least once.
Can't afford it. That's the first step. And two, I'm just not going to get in the gym.
Why?
He probably doesn't need to go to the gym.
He definitely doesn't need to go to the gym, but that's not the point. It's just part of bettering yourself and levelling
up. Depends what mindset you want, because sometimes it can feel good, like, just putting all your energy into working out, because sometimes, like, doing a big workout and sweating loads, you can feel absolutely great after, for whatever reason. So, just a bit of
I like it when you leave the gym and your whole body just aches. But it's not like a painful ache. It's like the ache that you just know that you've done something useful.
Yeah.
And your body's still working when you leave the gym. So you know you're still burning calories as you're walking out the gym.
Yeah.
I love that feeling. It's great. So I can't wait to get back at it.
Only problem is my gym's next to McDonald's.
Why would that even be something you spotted?
Because I'm thinking about going in the morning, so technically breakfast at McDonald's could be very tempting.
Tin ribs, will you talk to him?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Earn it.
Wow. You've got to work for your food. If you don't do 60 minutes, you're not having that sausage and egg McMuffin or whatever it is.
Yeah, but I used to go there for breakfast and stuff like that, and I'd have like 2 double bacon sausage egg McMuffins and maybe a bacon wrap and something and eat it all. That's probably why I was like 16, 17.
Yeah,
that
sounds like the sort of stuff I would do. I would have 2
Whereas
sausages
now
and
I'm getting to the point where bacon I'm struggling to finish a meal.
That's not a bad thing though, is it really? You're still eating
as long
much
as
you're
I'm
eating. You're eating what you need to.
I don't think I eat enough at the moment.
Well, I think we've spent most of our lives eating too much, so I don't think it's going to kill us really, is it?
Yeah, I've got enough fat in my body to earn, although it's only so long that you can continue. But no. So that is the new philosophy.
I like it.
Leveling up.
Level up.
Yeah, I like the idea of that.
So, and everybody says, what you're doing now in life, it's like, I'm leveling up. Don't know when it's going
to
happen.
When
I complete the next level.
I don't think it matters.
It'd be quite nice to...
I don't even think it matters.
It'd be quite nice. It'd be quite nice to finish the final boss.
You'll glow and you'll have this massive number above
obviously
your head.
Where I thought in life that I've been taking on the final boss, obviously, right. They've just been...
Have a look at it like this.
They've been just mini-bosses so
I'm
far.
I'm telling you now, the bosses I'm fighting
obviously,
are not fucking mini.
Obviously, being married for 13 years, that boss battle is very, very difficult.
Right. I don't think it is important whether you know you've levelled up. I think the fact that you're continually... Leveling up is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Whether you reach the main goal of you know, max level is irrelevant. Just the fact
that you
keep striving. As long
as
you keep striving towards it, you're going
to
win.
If you feel like you're at max level, then great. That'd be a nice place to be.
I don't know. I think you'd get complacent. I think it'd be nice to never feel like you're at max, but you're just shy of it. So you're still constantly working to actually hit the max level.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'd like to be in life.
Maintaining and not levelling down, that's probably...
I'd like to be within arm's reach of max level.
Yeah.
So I keep trying to strive for more and more and more. But I'm not going to drop because I'm not at the top level.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to keep working. I'm still going to keep doing. You've motivated me because you've lost fucking loads of weight lately. And admittedly, you've done it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You've done it through stress and worry and upset, which is not really the way I want to go about it. But you've done it.
You're kind of on that path at the moment.
I am. I've lost a little bit, but I'm not losing much because I'm still eating too much. And I'm still eating too much crap.
So you're stress eating.
Yeah.
Whereas I went the opposite way.
Because
I'm not going to eat.
I'll explain why in ways that I can without... having it backfire because everybody now listens to this last part of the podcast.
Nobody that I cared about gave a shit about this.
Nobody gave a shit about this until recently. But now all of a sudden...
Oh, they still don't.
Oh, mine do. Every word.
I'd be interested.
I get it quoted back to me.
It'd be quite interesting if so they do start now.
I've been told, right, that as an adult male, I do not need any downtime ever. Yeah. So I work Monday to Friday doing anywhere between 55 and 68 hours a week driving a HGV.
Yeah.
I have one child one weekend and the other child the next weekend. Both of them are arrogant enough to tell me that I do not, or I am not going to be allowed to have both of the children on one weekend because I'm not allowed that one free weekend.
Well, on the upside, if you accidentally kill someone in a car crash, they could be done for manslaughter.
Well, that's kind of where I'm going with it, because they keep saying, well, take us to court because the judge will agree with us. And I'm like, well, actually, as an HGV driver, legally I have to have downtime, which I'm currently not getting. So if I do have an accident, like, God forbid, I don't want to have an accident. It's the last thing I want, because I actually quite enjoy my job. But if I do have an accident, I can put it on that and say, well, I've requested that I have one weekend to myself every other weekend, which I still don't think is a lot of downtime. But yeah, that's all I'm asking for, and I've just been refused it. For, may I add, pathetic reasons.
Yeah.
Right, because it is, it's basically so I don't find somebody else. And if I do find somebody else, it's so I don't spend time with that somebody else.
Yeah.
Which is the worst excuse in the world. As far as
I just want to add, I'm a bit pissed off about the whole situation because I don't have golf buddy. I can't have a weekend to play golf because he's always got the kids.
Well, there's not a lot I can do about it.
No, I'm just...
I'm just saying to him, there's not a lot I can do about it.
Yeah, but at the moment I got put in a situation where I was having the kids every Saturday and
the
stuff
issue
like
is
that.
You're dealing with one woman.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with two women for two children.
Yeah.
They both... they both dislike me greatly, rightly or wrongly. I'm not going to say they're wrong for it.
It's not just that. Sorry, was I not supposed to tell you that?
<It's a trick, laughs> So they both dislike me greatly. So they're basically just wanting to make my life difficult for the sake of it. So they're not trying to improve their child's life, because if they were, they would want me refreshed for the weekend that I actually have the kids. Whereas really, I'm picking Daisy up, who you've just seen on camera, when I'm absolutely knackered, because I've had no lions for, well, when did we, I'd split up with my ex, what, beginning of February, so I've had no lions since then, because I'm either up for work, or I'm up with the kids.
Yeah.
So lions have not been a thing since February. Now, bearing in mind, during the week, Monday to Friday, I average, what would you say, 3 and a half hours a night?
So at the start of the week, you didn't have very much at all. And then back end of this week, you pretty much had 2 days where you just pretty much collapsed.
And that's how I sort of live my life.
Yeah.
Oh, and just for the record, so everyone knows, at the moment, Stretch is spending some of his time living with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got no choice.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Or while I'm trying to find somewhere to live.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting any sleep, pretty much at all. And the sleep I am getting, like Tim Ribb says, it's not sleep, it's coma. I'm coming back and literally just passing out because I'm that tired.
Yeah.
And then I can't relax over the weekend because I have to go and pick one of the children up.
Yeah.
Now, all I've said is, I'll still see both children, I'll still see them both every other weekend, but I want them both together. For a start, the brother and sister, and they need to know each other.
Yeah.
This one, six years old, little girl.
Yeah.
And she's told me a few times, well, when can I see Zach? I miss Zach. I'm like, there's nothing I can do, Daisy. There's nothing I can do. I can't change that for you. So I'm sorry, but I don't know what you want from me.
And literally at the point there where it's not fair and you can't tell her why either, because it's not fair because she's six and you wouldn't do that to your child.
You don't want to say anything derogatory about the mother.
No.
So you have to, and then you end up looking like the bad guy then, regardless, which is shit.
Because then you're lying to your
child. I've got no choice but to lie to her, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I've got no choice but to lie.
And then you've got no idea what garbage is going into her head on the other side.
Nope. Not a thing. But then, like, I took her swimming yesterday. She got really upset after swimming and then started saying some stuff about, you know, I need this and I want this and I want... And I'm not sure whether it's just because she was unhappy because we were leaving the swimming pool. So you're not sure how much they can... Because she is only six. Now, I'm not saying that my six-year-old's a liar, but sometimes they get confused about their feelings.
And they do fib.
Of course they do fib occasionally.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not going to take it as gospel as well. She said this, so this must be true. But then you think of it and think, well, is there some...
truth in there.
Truth in it, and I've just got to decipher the true bits from the fictional or whatever. But it's very, very difficult, and I'm very, very tired, but there's nothing I can do about it because the two women that I'm dealing with are both... hot-headed, arrogant, and quite frankly, selfish.
Yeah.
So there's not a fat lot I can do about it, but...
And it costs money to fix that situation.
Well, that's the thing. And it's like I said to Tina, so I'm not going to even bother doing anything yet. But once I've got my own address and I've got my own place, I will then just have to get a court, not for access, but to make sure the access is for both children together. Because, like, I think, basically, what I think the two women that I'm dealing with, I think they want me to get to a point where I'm that knackered, I'd just kill myself in a car accident, because their life would be so much easier if that happened.
Mm.
And because of what I do for a living, and because of how tired, like, certainly my ex with Daisy, she knows what I go through at work, because I've been with her for the last 6 years that I've been in the job. So she knows exactly how I feel, exactly how much sleep I get, or how little, should I say. Yeah. She knows how tired I get, and she also knows that I struggle when I'm driving sometimes.
Yeah.
Yet she's still pushing the issue that I can't have any free time. So you tell me why she wants me to do it. She wants me to drive into a tree at some point.
Yeah.
This can be the only thing, because then her life would just be easier if I wasn't here. But, like, I'd like to state right now that if anything does happen... Right. If there's any form of car accident or truck accident, this is not intentional on my part, because I'm as far away from suicidal as you can get.
Yeah.
I'm not suicidal. I'm not. I know I was low a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I've not been suicidal.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I just want you guys to know right now that if anything happens, it's just tiredness.
Yeah.
Or exhaustion that will get me. Nothing more. Nothing less.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not in that headspace.
Yeah.
All right? So, yeah, pain in the arse. Things are very difficult.
Mm.
Tim Ribs, anything to add?
No, nothing.
Work?
Yeah, work's fine.
Works good?
My job might be evolving due to company needs, so...
Car?
Let's not talk about the car. I've already mentioned the fact that it's cost me an absolute fortune on a service. And then literally woke up this morning, already suffering, come downstairs, and rather than do its job, the washing machine just chose death over service and killed itself. So now I need a new washing machine.
And you're welcome, because I carried the washing machine outside because you two back cripples wouldn't be able to manage.
Wouldn't be able to manage, I was dealing with my daughter.
I know you weren't here, but you've still got back issues.
But yeah,
do you have back issues?
Not now. It's all right now. That's why I'm going back to the gym.
We should have waited.
It probably would have hurt his back if he'd have lifted the washing machine.
Fucking hell.
It fucking hurts his back just putting clothes under a bed.
You can fall out with people. Give it a rest.
You love me, really.
It's a shame, but yes. Jesus Christ. Right, boys. Do we have anything interesting to add, or are we going to wrap it up?
I'm good. I'm done.
I think we're wrapped up there. Right. We're levelling up.
Yeah, we certainly are.
We are going to try and level up. And I'm going to try and drop weight as well as levelling up. See whether that works.
Get some sleep.
You can't lose weight because you'd die.
Apparently, I look like I have lost weight.
Well, that's kind of shocking, because if you lose any more, you're going to disappear.
Yeah.
You're already similar to a postage stamp.
Yeah, apparently my face looks more refined and chiselled.
Fine. Gaunt is the word I would get.
Yeah, I just want to continue my weight loss.
You know, someone's trying to be nice to you and they sort of have to word it in ways that don't hurt your feelings. That's how it was worded to me.
Gaunt.
I'll just try to lose some more weight.
You can piss off. I need to catch you up. Yeah, you fat knacker. That used to work better when you were massive. Right. I think I'm literally the fat twat here now. It's very upsetting. It's very upsetting.
What, to leave you behind?
Yeah. Yeah, because you've both leveling up and I'm still stuck at level one. It's not good. I need to go to the gym. I have to go to the gym and I have to start sorting my shit out. Start eating less crap as well for a start.
Yeah.
Have we good? Yep. Right. I think what we're going to do is we're going to call it there.
Adios.
And we shall see you next week. Indeed. When we will be on level 80.